What's up, everybody? It's Jedi here. I have two things I wanted to let you know before we dive into the conversation with Michael Kessler, the person who caught Aaron Judge's historic 60th home run of the 2022 season. I was so grateful that I got to see all of this unfold in front of my eyes because I was also there with my other two buddies, Rich and Chaz. But two things I wanted to let you know. One, thank you for clicking on this and listening. And two, I'm going to be referencing a lot of photos and videos from that night. So if you want to see those photos and videos, I put them in the YouTube page, and you can go over there, and it's going to be down in the description below if you want to watch that. But just know I'll be referencing some videos, and you won't be able to see them obviously here on the audio portion of this podcast. But you can find them at Hot Shots Podcast on YouTube if you want. But other than that, please enjoy this amazing conversation with one of my close friends, Michael Kessler. Have you ever watched a historical moment in sports like Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, Albert Pujols' 700th home run, and thought, I wonder what happens to the guy that catches the ball? What's the negotiation like? Where do these people go or when they're escorted by the security? Well, I'm here to tell you that I have all the answers today because 1 year ago, I got to be a part of baseball history. One of my close friends, Michael Kessler. Mike, say hi.
Hi.
Mike here caught Aaron Judge's historic 60th home run in his 2023 MVP season, tying Babe Ruth and becoming only the sixth player in MLB history to do it. And I was lucky enough to be there at the game and watch this all unfold in front of my eyes. And Mike was the guy that caught the ball. So I know you're wondering, how did this come about? What happened? What's the negotiation like? We're going to get into everything and break it all down for you right now. Kess, just to start off, do you remember anything about this day? September 20th, 2022. This happened 1 year ago, last week.
Yeah, I don't remember really anything happened before that. I guess up to that point, I know it was a last minute decision. We got tickets probably around 5:30. After we all had class. We went on SeatGeek, got them for like $10 in the bleachers. No one was really there.
Dude, I just remember, the one thing that I remember is that we originally were not going to go to this game. I remember because it was supposed to rain, and it did rain at the game. But I urged everybody to go because I was like, you know what, we're in New York, guys. Like, if history happens, like, we're going to, like, beat ourselves up over it. Like, we're, like, where we lived at the time, we were only a train stop away from Yankee Stadium. We could see Yankee Stadium from our apartment. Like, that's how close we were if we went to the rooftop. Like Kes said, though, bought our tickets, like, an hour or like 30 minutes before the game on SeatGeek, and we didn't actually even sit in our seats, which I think is funny, which people would definitely get very mad at if they knew that. During the game, though, right during pregame, I posted on my thing, Judge hit it here, jokingly, not obviously thinking that the ball would end up going there. But during the game, though, to break it down for you, the Yankees were losing. It started to rain. It was just a bad game overall. The only highlight of that night at that point was our buddy Chaz tried bacon on the stick for the first time. But it ended up raining, and it ended up working in our favor, didn't it, the rain?
Yeah. I actually sent the same text that you said that you sent, you put the video. I sent the same text to my parents, my family group chat, said maybe
that's
I'll
right.
catch 60 tonight, just as a joke, not thinking anything would happen. But
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so when it rained, actually, it was a fairly packed stadium. It wasn't sold out by any means, but it was crowded. It started raining in the eighth inning, and everybody left because the Yankees were losing at this point by like 6 runs, I think. And it was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. I pull out my camera. Judge comes up. It's going to be his last at bat. And if you do remember, we were going to leave the game because Chaz wanted to go home because it was raining. And I said, bro, I did not come all the way out here in the rain just to leave when Judge is going to have his last at bat. So we stayed there for the last at bat. Everybody pulls out their cameras. And for some reason, I don't know why, we were not in the bleachers section. We were actually on the concourse all the way up top. And I just ditched you guys.
That you went down to the bleachers just because. And then we all followed.
Yeah, I still don't know why, too. I just, like, you know, people say, like, you just have things in your head or, like, when things are about to happen. I swear to God, I do not know why I went down there. But after that, everybody just followed me. Kes, you were behind me. We were with two of our other friends, Rich and Chaz, and they followed us down there, too. I just wanted, probably in my head, I was probably thinking, like, let me get a better view of this if he does hit it. I did not think that he was going to hit it because we were pretty far up in the bleachers section too. Like, if he would have hit it, that was a shot.
Yeah, it actually hit, came to us on a bounce. It wasn't like a fly on a fly, because if it was on a fly, it'd probably be like a 470-foot home run. But we got really lucky.
Yeah. So Judge hits the ball, like you said. It actually ricocheted off the wall of the bullpen, off the top of the wall of the bullpen, bounced over our heads, actually, hit one of the bleachers, and then just kind of bounced right in front of your lap, almost. Yep. Like, right around us. It was probably, like, maybe 10 feet away from us. And there was just a huge gap of just nobody standing in this section of the bleachers. But we were clearly the closest to this area. What's your first immediate thought?
Well, I didn't think it was coming towards us. My first immediate thought was, wow, we just witnessed history. And then all of a sudden it bounced up and it hit off someone's hand and then just rolled right in front of my lap. Poor Richie was at the bottom of that pile getting absolutely destroyed. And me and you were just like kind of towards the back. It was just like everyone was in front, and then the ball just rolled. It was just rolling, and I just grabbed it and didn't let go. And then you told me, like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get
like,
out of here
gonna,
now.
You're gonna get yourself killed. So I ran up and then got a security guard. So
yeah. Let me tell you, the most dangerous thing in the world is being in the bleacher creatures. Technically, the bleacher creatures are in right field, but any fans in New York, being around them with something very valuable, especially something with Yankees history, you're in a little bit of danger. I mean, I just sat there and recorded this whole interaction, at least what I thought. I had my camera out, but I was so shocked when he hit the ball, I accidentally pressed stop recording. So I don't actually have the video. I only have like a little like 0.5 glimpse that I will show in this video of Richie actually in front of me in the dog pile, just getting trampled by people and me yelling, "Richie, get the ball!" But what's funny about this is if you actually go to John Boy, I'll put parts of it on this too. John Boy had a terrific breakdown, so shout out to him. You can actually see our buddy Chaz just stay away and not go anywhere near this dog pile because he was scared. So when did you realize that you actually got the ball in this dog pile? Was it like kind of scattering around for a little bit, or was it like immediate into your lap, "I've got it, let's go"?
Well, I wasn't actually in the dog, like, the big dog pile. I was like towards the back, so I actually didn't like get trampled or anything. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of rolled in front of me. I just grabbed it and then just turned and then ran.
I was just saying, like, oh my gosh, no like bleeping way you got the ball. Like, I thought that there was no way that anybody was getting this baseball. I thought somebody was gonna pull out a knife or something. Like, seriously, yeah. I'm not even exaggerating when I talk about this. Like, I was kind of like scared. Like you said, I just tried to push you up there, get you out of the way. If you actually look at the video, like, you see like some guys like trying to grab you. He tries to grab me and he misses. He's trying to grab our shirts and stuff. And the best part about this whole interaction, everybody didn't even realize that you got the ball. Because people were searching for the ball for a few more minutes after we already went up to security at this point, including Richie. Richie was down there for a good like 3 minutes still looking for the ball.
Yeah, we thought we lost Richie for a second.
Yeah, that's the one video I do have is when Kes gets the ball, I start recording, and I'm like, wait, where's Rich? I just start yelling, "Richie, Richie!" I thought Richie was a goner. He comes up, he's pissed, he comes up to me, he's like, "What?" I was like, "Kes caught the ball." Richie thought I was lying to him. Richie was upset at this point because Rich actually had the ball in his hand and it fell out. Who knows, maybe you were the person that grabbed it out of his hand.
No, I didn't grab it from anyone. It was on the ground.
I was gonna say, who knows, man? But after you get the ball, we obviously go up to security. They're very, very nice. They tell that, you know, they're protecting us right away. But what's your immediate first thought once you have this ball? Mine was, we are in danger.
Once we got up to security, I felt a little better. Once the NYPD officers came over, felt a little more protected. But yeah, it's definitely a very vulnerable place to be in, especially in the bleachers.
I mean, I specifically remember some dude in a Pirates jersey yelled at us and said, "We're gonna meet you outside, don't worry, we'll see you," in a Pirates jersey. And I was like, that was just my response of like, wow, like, this isn't a joke anymore.
No.
10,000 people walking up to you, taking pictures of you and stuff. Like, I mean, like, your life changed literally in a blink of an eye.
Yep, definitely.
Very scary stuff, though. So after this, we end up going towards a tunnel. A whole crowd of people, literally the entire section of the bleachers, are following all four of us down to this tunnel with actually, I think, was it the head of the player security for the New York Yankees that was escorting us?
He met us down there.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think he was head of security, I think, was with us at that point.
Yeah, so we end up walking down there. We go into this, like, stairwell under left field. We're in the stairwell down, waiting for the game to end because the guy said nothing's going to happen until the game is going to be over. Luckily for us, it was kind of the end of the game. I think it was it the ninth inning at this point, or was it the eighth?
It was the ninth inning because everything, the rest of the ninth inning went down while we were in that tunnel.
Which was a very exciting game.
Yeah, it was actually funny because they almost didn't let Chaz in, if you remember.
Yeah.
They almost only let me, you, and Richie in. Like, we need Hurley, the guy in the Hurley shirt.
Yeah, the Hurley, oh my gosh, the Hurley shirt. The cursed Hurley shirt. But we go down in this stairwell. I mean, Kesh, you're calling your parents. I at this point, actually, people on our team were watching the game and, like, saw us and were like, they didn't know if we got the ball. But then I sent a reassuring video into our team group chat, and then it kind of went crazy. Everybody's calling each other. Everybody's texting each other. I mean, we're taking pictures with the ball, shaking. Personally, I'm not processing what's happening. I just know that I'm like, we're going to meet Aaron Judge.
Yeah. I remember you said that. You're like, we're going to meet Aaron Judge tonight. I was like, that's when it really, I think, really hit all of us.
Well, yeah, that was like the immediate first response for me. It's such a fever dream. But at this point, though, in the staircase, though, now starts the negotiation with the head player of the security guard, with this dude, who, by the way, played down this thing more than I've ever seen in my entire life. The head security guard for the New York Yankees is talking down there, downplays it right away. And do you remember what he said?
Yeah, it's like, you're not getting a Porsche. That's his exact words. Not getting a Porsche.
And I honestly, I don't even, like, I remember that so crystal clearly because I was like, bro, what? I was like, no one's asking for a Porsche, man. I mean, but your decision was very immediate. You knew exactly what you wanted to do with the ball.
Yeah, I've been alive for a few pretty big moments. One that sticks out to me is Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, mm-hmm. and how genuine the guy was that gave the ball right back to him, didn't ask for anything. I always, like, thought in the back of my mind, like, if I had the opportunity to catch a famous ball. Yeah, and people always think of Zach Campbell. He's always stealing. I mean, it's...
Oh, gosh, don't logical. Get us started with that. I can't stand Zach Campbell.
Yeah, I remember the issue he gave with A-Rod's 3,000th hit and how he just wouldn't give it back to him. I just didn't want to be known for that. I wanted to. I'm a big baseball history guy, and I know the importance of this accomplishment, and that was tied to Babe Ruth and just how important this history was, even though it wasn't the 62nd home run. It was still really important any time you're.
Yeah, of course. He's only the sixth player to ever do this in MLB history, and he's tying Yankee legend Babe Ruth. You know, so it was a huge deal. And what you did was really, really kind and the right thing to do. But we'll get into what we ended up getting, what Kes ended up getting, and the whole experience of getting to meet Aaron Judge. But first, what's actually very interesting about this is later down in the game, this was the game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, Giancarlo Stanton actually hit a walk-off home run. That was a wild finish, one of the more wild finishes to any game that season in the 2022 season. What a night. And just a fun fact, I'll pull up the video for that. If you actually look at Stanton's walk-off home run, you can see our silhouettes walking out of a back door on the first deck of left field. And I'll try to point us out in it, but it was kind of funny. And you just see me with my hands up in the air because the night couldn't just get any better. Not only did Kes get to catch this baseball, but the Yankees ended up winning on a walk-off home run. So after the Stanton walk-off home run, all the Yankees fans are excited. And actually what I thought was going to happen, nobody really knew who you were yet at this point. While we were walking around the stadium, I think the news was still like not, was a little fairly too young for everybody to realize who you were at the time. But we actually got escorted out behind the bleachers Right, and then into like the Yankees tunnel, which was like behind home plate, right?
Yeah, it was right behind. It was about behind home plate, I think.
Yeah, that door brought us into a tunnel and brought us straight to the Yankees clubhouse, and it actually brought us into the tunnel where you always see the New York Yankees from the player's garage going through there, and they have all of the numbers of the retired numbers on the wall. And I remember the security guard said, "Take a picture while you can. You'll never be down here again." And I made sure to take a picture. And I actually took a selfie, I think. And you're just in the back walking. And your Jacoby Ellsbury jersey you're wearing is in the back, which is funny. But we ended up going down there. We're sitting there waiting for a little bit because the players are still going to have to come into the locker room and everything. And all of a sudden, we start seeing a bunch of people. Jeff Passan is down there. We see him from afar. Aaron Boone actually sees you, knows who you are, and just smirks. And I just wave at him like, "Hi, Boone." He just kind of gave us a smirk and stuff. And then actually all of the reporters figured out who you were. And that's when it all started, the interview process. What was the reaction with that?
I'm not the biggest for cameras, so it's definitely a little daunting. I took it and I answered their questions. And yeah, it was pretty surreal experience, to say the least.
Yeah, so right after that, very shortly, that didn't really last too long. The security guard says, "All right, it's time. And Judge comes out, and we finally get to meet Judge. He looks at you, and do you remember what he said to you?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing him walk around the corner, and he's just, you know, he's big, but he was absolutely huge, but refresh my memory.
He said, "Nice catch." He said, "Nice catch" to you, which I actually think is what I think's kind of funny. Is the first thing that I was thinking of the entire time, one is, this dude is absolutely ginormous, 6'8", very, very big, stocky dude. And you're just looking up at him the entire time when you're talking to this dude. He shakes all of our hands and it's literally like, "Nice to meet you." Like, his hand is so much larger than mine, as if I was like putting my finger and shaking my own hand. Like, that's how huge and massive this dude's hands are. And also too, in my opinion, he kind of looked like a video game character. He didn't look real.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind, is like, this dude's a video game character. This dude isn't real. It's just absolutely incredible how big he is.
And I actually went and texted these photos afterwards that we got him. I texted them to our coach, Coach Macias, and Coach Loesch. And Coach Loesch actually responded and said, "Get out of here. This isn't true." He thought that Judge was a wax figure in this photo. And now that I look back at it, he kind of really doesn't look like a real person. He doesn't.
Yeah, he looks more like a wax figure. He's just absolutely, absolutely incredible.
But anyway, Judge was extremely nice about it. I mean, Kessler, I don't know if you remember a whole lot about it, but Judge was over and over again saying thank you for giving the ball back, nice catch. And he was just very appreciative of how kind and nice you were, because he really wanted the ball back. I remember that's what the security said, and I remember he mentioned it too, that it meant a lot to him that he got to have this ball, because it was something that he was actually working towards in the preseason, that he wanted to hit 60 home runs, because he did 50 once. He wanted to hit 60 and he wanted the MVP. Obviously, he ended up going to do that. But I do have one thing. I do have in my mind, Judge ended up was a free agent that offseason, ended up signing a record-breaking deal with the New York Yankees. One of the main reasons that he came back is because of you, for sure. But I also feel like maybe I had a little bit to do with it, just because what I said, "Please, please, please don't leave us. New York loves you so much." I'm not going to lie, I kind of looked like an idiot in that moment, but I would like to think that I had something to do with it. But Cass, I do think that you were definitely a huge reason why he came back, because he realized, you know what, there's some good people in this fan base, like Michael Kessler.
Yeah, I hope I had a little, to do with that, but I doubt it, but if anything I could do, I guess, would worked out in the end.
I like to think so. I mean, but after that, we all end up getting to have a picture with him. You got a solo picture with him. He signed all baseballs for us, which was really, really nice. Also on the sweet spot, which is a rarity now. And he also got a signed bat. And then the Yankees were gracious enough to give us season tickets for the rest of that season, which we highly took advantage of. You got to take us, which I know me, Chaz, and Rich were very grateful for. You got to take your family. It was a great experience. You got to take some of your other friends too. And they actually gave you playoff tickets behind the Yankees dugout, which was the most surreal experience personally for me, which I'm still forever grateful that you got to bring me along for that. The only thing that I was upset about was they actually gave you World Series tickets for game one, but they got eliminated by the Houston Astros in that disgusting series. That was just awful to watch.
Yeah, that was really, really unfortunate, but I was glad we were able to. We ended up going to three postseason games because we went to game. They gave us tickets for game one, and we actually bought our own tickets for game five. We stood out in the standing room in the Toyota Terrace, and got to witness beating Cleveland, which was pretty fun. It was a really, really good game, and then ended up going to game three of the ALCS, which was pretty fun. But it was really cool to get to experience all that with everyone.
And right after this, we got to talk to Judge for probably about like 5 or 6 minutes. Obviously, the dude's very busy. He had to go to the press conference and talk about the 60th home run and all the reporters that wanted to talk to him. But like I said, I don't want to speak for you, but I thought that he was one of the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah, he's always portrayed to be the nicest guy, and he was exactly that when you met him. Everything you see in the papers and interviews and everything, he's exactly that way. He was one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm forever grateful for that moment. I'm so glad that we got to go to that game and that I guess urged us to go. I'm glad that you were there in that moment and caught the ball, because it's probably personally like the greatest baseball memory that I ever have and probably will ever have. I don't think that will ever beat out anything. But after this, Judge walks away, says thank you again, and obviously still a fever dream at this point, I think, for all of us. Now the news coverage starts. We go home that night. The security guard escorts us to the front of the stadium and waits for us to get into our Uber. And we go home that night. We get home into our apartment, and all four of us are just like giggling, like we don't even know what the heck just happened. Like, we're like, that wasn't real. Like, we need to snap out of this. Wake up. What's going on? But now, like, the real part starts coming out. Everybody starts reaching out to you. Personally, for me, I had about 50 phone calls that night from people that I hadn't talked to in years. One, I don't know how they found out that we caught the ball, because I didn't post anything at this point. But two, I mean, I wasn't even the person that caught the ball. I mean, you were getting reached out by a whole lot of people. Reporters were reaching out to me on Twitter saying, we know that you're roommates with Michael Kessler. They were reaching out to me on Instagram trying to just get in contact with you in any way. But you really didn't want the spotlight, did you? Or did you?
Yeah, like I said before, I'm not the biggest guy for spotlights. It's definitely, I know the next day was definitely really stressful. I just remember trying to hide out in Coach Diaz's office almost all day while we were doing the interviews. But yeah, I think that night we got called from Brian Hoke and Brendan Cuddy, two really big beat writers for the Yankees. And so that was pretty cool. I've always followed Brian Hoke and Brendan Cuddy for years. I have their Twitters on notification, so I always get all their tweets. And it was pretty cool to be able to talk to them.
Now, I actually don't remember this fully, but is this true? Did you decline the Today Show or like Good Morning America or something? Is that true? I don't fully remember this, but I feel like that happened. There was just so much that happened that day.
I think it might have been Fox.
Fox. Like, it was.
It wasn't any of the bit. Like, it was like, it wasn't, it was like the daytime show, I think. But it was just, it's too many.
Too much for you. I will say, Kessler was interviewing all day, every day that following day. E! News came out and did a special on you about your experience in that. ESPN was later that day. Local news, a lot of radio shows. I mean, you were working a lot. Probably repeating the same stuff over and over, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I actually ended up going to all my, I think that was my really hectic day for class, too. I think I ended up having four classes that day. Got to make it to all of them.
You ended up going to all your classes.
I don't think I ate that. I did end up going to all my classes. Still got to be student athlete.
Athletes are first, academics. Do you think about this experience a lot or often a year later, or do you just kind of forget that this even happens because it was just so surreal?
because I had the ability to work with the Yankees this summer. Summer internship did come back to me a few times, just thinking about everything. But I don't think about it all the time. It does pop in my mind every once in a while. But yeah, it's just, it took a while for it to actually hit. Like, I think it took a few weeks, honestly, for it to be like, wow, like, what just happened?
Do you ever, the only thing that I could ever think was just the one thing about this entire experience was just the security guard. Still to this day, kind of pisses me off. Do you ever wish you could go back and be like, you're not getting a Porsche, and you just like kind of be like a wise guy and be like, I want a Porsche, just to be a wise guy?
No, it's just, that's not who I am, not who my parents raised me to be. I've gotten comments from all sorts of areas, just like, oh, you should have gotten more for it, they took advantage of you. Or you did the right thing. So I have my mind up, made up in that, at that moment, to give the ball back.
Yeah, personally for me, I'm gonna be honest, you did the right thing. I'm so happy that, honestly, the best thing about this too is that I mentioned this to you in person, is that if you would have walked away and not done what you did, you made an impact. I really do truly think that Judge, one, will remember you for the rest of his life. I do think that if you walked up to him, he would actually know who you are. Because I saw it in him that really did mean a lot to him, that you gave back this ball, and it meant a lot to him, because that was a huge accomplishment for him, and so much hard work went into it. So you did the right thing. All those people that say stuff, they're honestly clowns, and they're not in the situation. So guess what? Your opinion actually doesn't really matter, because you didn't catch the ball. So we can keep those people out of here. But a year later, though, this is so cool to always relive, just to talk about it. I know when I'm always talking with you guys, sometimes we mention about it just because it still feels unreal, and I never can believe that this happened. And like I said, I'm just so grateful that I got to be a part of it with you. But Kes, I can't thank you enough, one, for taking the time to talk to me, because I know you don't really like talking in front of the camera and stuff, which did it for me, so I appreciate that. But anybody that is listening, if you do have any questions that we didn't cover about this experience, you can drop a comment below, you can drop a question below, I'll get back to you. Overall, you would say this was a pretty good experience, though, right?
Definitely a really cool experience. Very surreal. It's probably the coolest experience of my life.
Yeah, Kes, totally agree. This was, like I said, personally for me, amazing experience, probably the best experience for baseball for me, one of the best memories in my entire life. Kes, I'm so happy I spoke up that day and said, let's go to this game where it was about to rain. And we all had homework and stuff, and we were all tired from school. We just got back from school at like 5:30, and we literally just walked right out the door. And you know, that I went down to those bleachers, because after that it was history, and I'm glad that you got to be a part of it.
Yeah, I was really happy that we all got to experience it together. It was really a cool experience to share.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Kes, for coming on.
No problem.
Fielder's on the left side for Judge, and here's the 3-1. Drilled deep to left field. It goes number 60. Slide over, babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.